Welcome everyone. Thank you for joining my presentation. It's my pleasure to open the Containers Dev Room this year at FOSDEM. I've just realized that the title may be a little bit misleading. I'm not going to talk about building a container registry. I'm not clever enough for that. I am going to talk about making it private, though. So if that's why you are here, feel free to stick around. My name is Mark Shagikozar. Don't bother trying to pronounce my last name. Just call me Mark. I'm the head of open source at a company called OpenMeter. We do usage-based metering. We don't do anything about container registries. This is just a talk I had in the queue for a while. And so let me actually tell you a story. And this is going to be a story over a long period of time and a couple different companies I've worked at. And it's going to be about distributing images to, people, developers, different deployment environments, design partners, whatever you want to call them. And we accumulated a number of requirements over time. Again, different companies have different requirements, but often when you want to share container images that are not open with design partners or customers, you have specific requirements, like you want to be able to share those container images so people can deploy it in their target environments. They can pull it to their developer machines and use it for development. Or they want to run services in their CI. So you want to be able to distribute these images often in a way that you don't want everyone to pull those images. You want specific people and environments to access those images. And you need flexible authentication and authorization solutions to do that. Obviously, you also want to minimize the operational burden. You don't want to run your own storage necessarily. You want to use some sort of object store, and you don't really want to think about things like monitoring or backups. So what do people usually do these days when they need a cloud-native solution? Any ideas? Well, you go to the CNCF landscape and try to find an existing solution. And if you go to the CNCF landscape, you're going to see that there are a bunch of container registry solutions already available. And these solutions can largely be categorized or put into four categories. One of them is the cloud hosted registries. Most cloud providers have their own hosted registries these days, which is easy to use. There is a second category, which is called peer-to-peer. I call them peer-to-peer registries. They are mostly about distributing images within a deployment environment. Those are not really for distributing images with other people. There are all-in-one solutions we're going to talk about, and there are plain old registries that you can run on your own in your own environments. Now, obviously, and again, this is a story. We had our own requirements at a company called Banzai Cloud to distribute images, private images, with a bunch of customers. And we started with cloud-hosted registries. They are easy to set up. There is no operational cost, basically. But it does require for customers and people who want to pull your images to register a cloud provider account. You have to set up IAM and a bunch of other stuff. And surprisingly, this is something I've learned, companies who don't have an account for a specific cloud provider are not really eager to register one if they don't use that specific cloud provider. So yeah, cloud hosted registries may not always be the answer if you have customers who don't have accounts for those cloud registries. Now, again, some time went by and new requirements came in. Obviously, one of them was the no cloud provider registration. And the other one was more flexible authorization. Obviously, there are many different artifact stores out there with a wide range of projects. We used it for a long time. I believe It's still in use where we introduced it. And it gives you a bunch of different tools for distributing OCI artifacts. It gives you robust authorization solutions. It gives you things like image replication, so you don't actually have to push your images to Harbor. If you just want to use it as a distribution strategy, you can replicate your images from your existing solution and or existing registry. And that's what we did, actually. We replicated the images we wanted to distribute across clients from our existing registry. And again, Harbor has tons of more features. And basically, what we did is we built a layer on top of the so-called feature robot accounts. It's basically a service account feature in Harbor that you can use for service-to-service authentication. And we built a layer on top of that to distribute credentials to customers so they can authenticate with Harbor. Now, the thing with Harbor is it's a great solution. We loved it. We did found a few issues with it, though. So first of all, the group-based access control it has, it's only for users, not for robot accounts. So we had to manually set up the authorization for each robot account every time, which means if we need to update those authorization policies, we had to update all of those robot accounts, which was a bit weird. The other issue we met was creating robot accounts for multiple projects. Harbor structures everything into projects. Basically, it's a namespacing feature. And creating cross-project robot accounts requires using the admin credential, which is a single admin user with a password, which was a bit of an issue for us. But overall, Harbor is a great solution. Maybe a bit overly complex if you want to use it for just distributing images. But yeah, it's great. But obviously, new requirements came in, like building a self-serve portal for users. Obviously, we could have allowed them into Harbor, but since we use robot accounts, that wasn't really an option. And again, as actual customers started to use these products, we need the closer integration with sales and licensing systems. So this is where we started to think about maybe building our own solution. But before I talk about the solution that we came up with, I need to talk a little bit about how container registries work. How many of you are familiar with OCI? I guess a fair bit, all right. So I'm not going to talk a lot about what OCI is, but basically OCI defines three, OCI has three specifications that's relevant in this space. The distribution, which is the registry API, basically the image and the runtime. And the interesting part here is the distribution specification, because that's how you pull images from a registry, basically. That's what defines the API for pulling images. And the problem is, the problem is that there is no built-in support for authentication and authorization in that interface. The distribution specification is basic. It's basically just an HTTP interface, so technically you could use basic auth if you wanted to, if the client that you use to pull images supports it. And actually, I think the Docker registry auth actually uses or allows using basic auth, but again, it depends on the client. And there is no authorization built into the distribution specification at all. So that the operation. That's how the Docker CLI works, basically. When you do Docker login or pull or push, that's what the Docker CLI does these days, whenever you try to pull or push into a registry with authentication. So that's how authentication works in Docker. Again, this is not a formal specification. It's just something that Docker did. It's great, it works, but it's not a formal specification. Not yet, anyway. So let's try to put this all together and see how we can build our own private container registry. So first of all, we need a container registry. And as I said, I'm not going to talk about building an actual registry. Fortunately, we do have a couple options. We have the so-called distribution project. I always found this is a bit weird name, like, what does it mean, distribution? I mean, I understand it's about image distribution, but anyway, it's basically the reference Docker registry implementation, and the other project is Zod. Both of them are RCNCF projects. The distribution project is basically, again, as I said, it's the reference Docker registry implementation. Most large, most providers use it under the hood, Docker Hub, GitHub's container registry. Harbor uses it under the hood. So it's basically the reference implementation for container registries. And I think they are working on a version 3 these days. I don't know if it's out yet or not, but there is a new version coming. The other project is called Zod. It's a newer project. I think it focuses purely on the OCI distribution specification, so it doesn't really have support or backward compatible support for the older Docker registry API. The registry authentication was actually broken for a long time, and fortunately, a couple of days ago or a week ago, they fixed it. So it should work with the registry auth specification now. And the third project that I built, it's basically a proof of concept project actually, but it's a registry authentication library and a service. This is the service that implements the authorization service component, if you remember the diagram before. This is how you can build your own authentication and authorization solution for your own registry. Again, it's a library, so you can build your own service with it, and it's also a service, comes with a couple defaults and helpful configuration. You can check it out on GitHub if you want to. Now, a couple of caveats with the registry auth specification. As I said, it's not actually a formal specification. There are several gaps in it, edge cases that are not covered properly. Different clients and different services may implement the specification differently. There are also competing and not fully compatible specifications. I believe this is the biggest issue with it today. Chart Museum has its own similar specification, which is incompatible, and this is actually the reason why the Zod implementation was broken, because they used the Chart Museum auth specification, which is a version of the Docker token auth specification, and that's why it was broken. So hopefully, this is going to be solved soon by the OCI auth specification. So this is going to be the fourth, I believe, the fourth OCI specification. There's a new formal working group. I believe they formed in August last year. So there's a new working group trying to solve all these issues and try to come up with a consistent solution for both authentication and authorization. So it becomes easier to build these kind of services, and it becomes easier for different clients and different registry implementations to work together. So hopefully that's going to solve all those issues. And well, that's all I had for today. I'm happy to answer any questions you have, or I can do a quick demonstration of the port word service if you are interested. I'm up for both. Sorry, if you want to ask questions, there is a microphone here.
You have a question, or you want to see the demo?
The demo.
All right, let's see the demo then. Just give me a moment. All right. So. All right, can you see my console? I don't know if it's visible from the back. All right, cool. So this is a demo for Portword, which I mentioned is an authorization service implementation. Thank you. As you can see, there are a couple other services here. One is called Docker. This is the distribution registry. The other one is Zot. The example works with Zot as well. And there is a fourth service here, which is called Kerberos. This is one of the included authorization solutions in the default Portword service implementation. You can use Kerberos to define authorization policies for your container registry repositories. This is just the basic default policy that allows different types of users, like admin users, developers, and customers, to do different kinds of things. Obviously, admins can do everything. I don't know, users can push to their own namespaces. But the idea is, I don't really want to talk too much about Kerberos, but you can use Kerberos to define these policies, and it's integrated into the Docker auth authorization specification through Portword. Portword has its own configuration. I'm going to show that quickly as well. You don't have to parse this hash. I'm going to tell you its password just to make it easier. This is a very simple configuration here with a few static users, a couple configuration parameters for